the ass of anyone dumb enough to cross her path in the wrong direction. After unzipping her jacket to show off her blood-red tank top, she put on a pair of opaque Versace sunglasses. The other bike was ridden by a man with short black hair and a thin beard, trimmed in sharp angles that reminded Delphine of Tony Stark's in Iron Man. Bulging with muscles, he had a swagger that said he took no shit from anyone over anything. A small row of hoops ran up his left ear, and his arms were covered with colorful tattoos. The Lamborghini was driven by a lethal-looking man with long, straight blonde hair that he wore scraped back into a ponytail. Much leaner than the brunette, he still had an aura that said he was willing to take out anyone he viewed as an enemy. Delphine had been around warriors and gods all of her life, but never had she seen anything to equal the badass attitudes of this group. They joined rank like a pack of feral lions ready to patrol the jungle. No, not patrol. Conquer. Ash introduced them as they joined their small group. "Guys, meet Samia, the fiercest Amazon warrior in her tribe." The woman inclined her head to them. "The huge mountain is Blade. He was the most bloodthirsty warlord in Mercia." Blade didn't acknowledge them in the least. He looked more like he was sizing them up for body bags. Ash indicated the tall blonde. "Aethon is from ancient Athens. He single-handedly fought off an entire Spartan brigade. For 1,000 years after he died, his name was the equivalent to the boogeyman in ancient Sparta." Aethon flashed a charming smile.
"All in a good day's work. So who am I here to kill now?"
"Down, boy. I have other plans for you." Aethon curled his lip as if he were in pain.
"Damn it, Asheron. Don't tell me you finally released me from hell to not kill something. That's just wrong."
Ash patted him on the arm.
"Don't worry. I'm sure you'll get your chance to maim and slay soon."
He jerked his chin toward another man headed their way. Delphine turned and sucked her breath in sharply at the latest warrior to join them. A bit shorter than the others, he was Asian and every bit as devastating and lethal.
"Rodden," Ash said as he joined them. "A trained shinobi who never quite learned how to come down from a blood high."
"Why should I? Blood always tastes best when it's warm."
Delphine arched her brow at that. By his tone and the way he licked his fangs, she didn't think he was joking. Ash ignored his comment.
"Tafari, Roman, Cabeza, and Kalidas will be joining us later."
"Roman," Samia spat. "Are you out of your mind?"
Ash went cold and cast a look at her that was even deadlier than the assembled crew.
"You will play nice and stay back from him, or so help me, Sam. You won't like the repercussion."
"Fucking Roman scum."
Nick let out a bored sigh as he rolled his eyes.
"You know, I'm having a freaky deja vu here, and honestly, I'm unimpressed. Should I know these?"
"Don't say it, Nick," Ash said sharply, cutting off his next insult. "In the land of badass, you've just been trumped. If Dark Hunters had inmates, these would be they. Known as the Dogs of War, because that's what they thrive on, they're cold-blooded and intolerant."
He clapped Nick on the back.
"Congratulations, bud. These are your new protectors. And unlike the other Dark Hunters, they don't drain each other's powers."
Nick scowled.
"How can that be?"
Blade grabbed Aethon and headbutted him. Normally, when one Dark Hunter assaulted another, they felt the blow 10 times worse than the person they delivered it to. But Blade showed no signs of it.
"Pain is my best friend."
Aethon slugged him hard in response. His own nose exploded with blood, but the look on his face said he really didn't care how much he hurt himself.
He brushed the blood aside while Blade did the same. Ash sighed as he shook his head.
It's not that their powers don't drain. It's that they're so powerful to begin with that it's not really noticeable the way it is with others. And, as you've just seen, they have a deep masochistic streak, much like Zarek.
Nick was aghast.
You're turning 7-8, Ash corrected.
Nick cursed foully.
8 of these loose on New Orleans? Are you out of your mind? How are you going to control them?
Ash shrugged nonchalantly.
That's why I have Jericho, Jared, and Zarek.
Nick sputtered.
Psycho-ass? You're bringing Psycho-ass back?
This Mr. Psycho-ass to you, punk,
Zarek said as he materialized behind Nick and put a hostile hand on his neck. He squeezed it hard enough to wring a groan out of Nick.
Now who's babysitting who?
Jericho snorted.
Looks like I'll be the one babysitting you all.
Delphine laughed at his dire tone.
It's okay, sweetie. I make a mean band-aid.